Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a drink of coffee every time you hear there's construction ahead.
Why aren't we getting out of it now? Like, we're rolling down to the fall,
sure.
Right? Like, usually around the fall, wintertime, after the summer's done, they kind of slow down with the construction a little bit. Now, obviously, 69 is going to be a mess for another year or so and figuring that thing
especially
out.
But on like, Tuesday.
I mean, but I think 35 is going to be fine and you know, whatnot, and that's going to be open back up. But my God, every road you go on in town is full of construction. Jeez. But the good news is, and I don't think people understand this, it's because of the World Cup. I mean, we're getting these new roads, you know, and whatnot, you know, paved and taken care of because of the World Cup coming to Kansas City. And it's got to look good. I was downtown a couple of days ago, and all the streets are starting to get paved downtown. And cleaning it up a little bit and making it look better. And, you know,
see, I thought it was because of all the weed and gambling money from both sides of the state.
No. It's all about the World Cup. Make the World Cup, you know, make the city sparkle for the World Cup. And from what I can tell, we need some local businesses to step up fast, you know, help us out with this thing. So if you are a local business out there and you want to sponsor the World Cup, contact the World Cup committee because they need some help right now. It's everybody in America right now, in the United States, who's hosting this thing. We need some people to step up and help us out on this one. So I was talking to some people over the weekend. Like, yeah, we need some corporate money, man. Like, so if you're a corporation out there and you want to help with the World Cup, feel free to contact the organizing committee and sponsor this thing, because we want to put on a good show for everybody that's coming from all over the world for this thing.
Is that surprising that they don't have a lot or enough? I mean,
well, it's very expensive to get in to the World Cup. I think one of the sponsorships starts at like $3.5 million and something like that. So I mean, we're talking we're talking big time corporate money. And look, we don't have many Fortune 500 companies here, you know, in Kansas City. I know Populous is big on sponsoring this, and Purina is big on sponsoring this as well. Their CEO is a huge soccer fan from overseas. Obviously, they're based in St. Louis, but it's a regional thing and whatnot. So, you know, we need some of these companies to kind of step up. Yeah, right, exactly. We need some of these companies to kind of step up and, you know, help people out with the World Cup so we can put on a good show, because we want to make everybody know that Kansas City is an awesome place. And it will be. I mean, we're still a ways away from all that, but I've just kind of noticed all of the roads that are now getting paved and all the improvements that are taking place. These things, like, people always ask, well, what does the World Cup mean for me? We got new roads out of the deal, man. Like, I mean, so, and KC Moe is not paving roads for the life of them. And so this is, you know, forcing KC Moe to actually do some road paving out there and clean up the city a little bit. We all win, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we all win.
It's like a trickle effect, too. Like, the closer it gets, you start seeing things, like, close off. It's like, okay, these are done. This is done. Oh, there's some new hotels. That's done. Oh, here comes these sponsorships as well towards the – once they see it, actually, like, once you see, start seeing, like, the tarps and stuff. Like, I just found out that Oktoberfest is, like, almost here. And every town that celebrates. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it is.
It is. It's mid-September. I mean, you know it, Halloween's going to be here. Max and go, that year went fast.
Halloween's already here wherever you go.
It's unbelievable. Like, oh, yeah, I mean, Halloween is here, right? You're seeing all the commercials, and Halloween Wars was on the Cooking Channel yesterday Food Network, and I see all that, and then I flip on an NFL game, and the first commercial I see is Disney World telling me to celebrate Christmas at Disney World. Like, insane. Can I get through my diabetic shock at Halloween before I start talking about turkey and Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Nope, it's here. There's decorations in yards. There's costumes being bought. And what to figure out what we're going to be for a show. We can take your ideas. 913-586-7965. What should our... It has to be theme related, though. Like, we can't have, like, Frankenstein, a gorilla, and a referee. It's got to be something that's like, what are we? Like, we got.
So you're going as the biggest Chiefs fan out there for Halloween?
No, Eagles fan. Eagles fan.
Oh, are the refs on the Eagles side now?
Yeah, because now they're lining people up in football games. Last night, they tried to do the tush push. They're like, hey, hang on. You're not on the side.
Okay,
you're on Chargers.
I hate sounding bitter about that, right? And I'm thinking about this yesterday, and all the videos are still up about the tush push. And some guy tweeted one yesterday, hey, at NFL, you can't copyright this one. Because I guess the NFL has been taking down
these videos,
Of course, right? Yes. Like, that's the biggest scandal out there right now. No, they don't normally do that. So if I'm the referees,
not unless they've been caught.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that's what it is. I mean, you got caught red-handed. I got to hide the cookie jar. Like, our friends from Italy brought this Italian candy for us. We left it on the counter. Do you think there was any Italian candy left? Right? No, there was a couple. And my wife is you know, kind of changing her lifestyle up a little bit right now, and you know, doing some, you know, different stuff, so she can't have the candy. Mm. So she's like, there's a couple left. I'm hiding it, because if I don't hide these candies, when I'm able to eat them, there will not be here, because the kids are going to eat them all. And so that's kind of where we are with the NFL in this video. It's like, it's out there. Everybody's putting it out there. And now the NFL's like, we don't want you to see this. Look the other way. If I'm the referees in the Eagle game, I'm throwing a penalty on every tush push from now on. And I'm just calling false start. I'm calling illegal motion. I'm calling lined up in the neutral zone. Maybe we'll see some Kadarius Toney-like offside penalties on the center who's halfway over the freaking ball, by the time it is snapped. So that's what I would do right now. If the referees really want to combat this, they need to bring it to the attention of the NFL and say, we can't officiate this play anymore. And what will get this play to stop for the rest of this year is them throwing a penalty on it every single time. That's the only way the referees can truly bring this thing back. And then at the end of the year, they'll ban the tush push.
Exactly.
It has to come from the referees.
Talent evaluation, as we bring this up today, is something that is not always the easiest thing to do. And this is when you're judged as a general manager, right? Whether you're in baseball, basketball, whatever. I think the toughest GM job in sports is the NBA, because you see an 18-year-old kid come to college, play 1 year, and you're like, okay, that guy was really good. Like, I don't think it's going to end up this way for Cooper Kupp or Cooper
Manning.
Flag. Cooper Flag. Arch
has 14 people ahead of him now at the quarterback position for Heisman odds.
Not great in Texas. But no, I think, because like Cooper Flagg, I think is going to be good, right? Like, look at Zion Williamson, right? Imagine being that GM in New Orleans. That's the number one pick. That guy's gonna be good. Look what he did at Duke. And then
you have no choice, and you have to take that guy.
And you're like, if I don't, right, I'm an idiot if I don't take the obvious clear cut number one. And then we watch Zion get to the league. Is the talent there? Yes. Is the ability there? Yes. Is the mental there? Absolutely not. Right? And as a GM, that's your scarlet letter, is your first round pick every year. Mm-hmm. That's what you bear in your chest. You look at, you know, guys like J.J. Bacola, who can hang on Bobby Witt Jr. for just so long. And then it's like, well, what's he done since then? Okay, well, it's hard to develop talent in baseball. Maybe that's the toughest GM job in the world, is a baseball GM. Because you look at the same similarities as the basketball world. Like, drafting a kid out of college who's never played against grown-ass men. Like, LeBron James is still in the NBA. Like, imagine being, like, a 20-year-old kid. You're coming to the league. You're like, ah, oh, LeBron, he's, like, 39 years old, 40, he's old. I can get... No, you can't. Uh-huh. Because there's so much that... And again, LeBron is, you know, at the very end of the spectrum when it comes to, like, being, like, part of the best. But, like, you look at guys like Steph Curry, right? Steph Curry comes out of Davidson. Nobody really kind of knew he was until that run that he had in the March Madness.
Nobody knew who he was until that run.
And then Golden State takes a flyer on him, and GM, head coach get together. Hey, Steve Kerr, you were really good at this. We have a player who I think can be really, really good at this, and the two of you might be able to build something. That was a GM that took a head coach and a player that he put, you know, investment in, and it worked out, and it got them four titles in whatever, a decade. Great. Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. He wasn't the first pick in the draft.
Third quarterback, right?
Yes.
Think so.
It was Trubisky.
Chicago would love to have Mitchell Trubisky back right now.
No, he's got Watson the same went numbers. After. As, Watson went after Mahomes.
Yeah, Watson. Yeah. So he was the second quarterback taken. I was thinking Watson too, Mac.
But that's a draft in which Myles Garrett was the number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. That's a slam dunk of a GM, right? You see a guy that's 6'5", 290, and runs a 4.4. You're like, that's going to work in the NFL. That doesn't make me necessarily have to go out on a whim. Like, that worked for the Browns. Myles Garrett's been great. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Okay, Trubisky went to the Bears. It's the Bears, right? Like, they missed. They were going to take Patrick Mahomes. We've heard his dad on, I think it was 670 to score when Danny was out there talking about how, like, oh, yeah, dude, we were ready. Like, we thought it was Chicago. And then we heard Mitchell Trubisky, and we're like, oh, okay. And then the Chiefs took him at the 10th overall pick with the trade for Buffalo, and the rest is history. But there are so many times that you see first-round picks not develop, and the blame goes to the GM.
Yeah, it really does, and it shouldn't. I was talking to the guys at the J yesterday, right? And
I think it shouldn't. I think there are situations.
Well, it just depends.
Like, there's a clear-cut number one.
Yeah.
Like, when you don't have a choice, and it's the
it sucks. Like, that's the worst place to be.
Like, Ryan Poles is in a very tough position right now,
Very tough
position. Now, he's had other misses to where, like, this doesn't really, like, protect him, but, like, Caleb's the guy. Eberflus wasn't it because he couldn't get Caleb on the right page. Now we got Ben Johnson there, and once the script runs out for Caleb Williams, it's like, it's a mess.
He's terrible.
And so, like, he's just as terrible. That's part of one of those ones where it's like, either way, but like...
Right, you're screwed. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So damn it, I will, and I'll take this guy that all the fans... This is why you can't listen to, you know, the Mel Kuypers of the world and all the draft analysts of the world. You have to go with who you're convicted with. And so I'm talking to the guys at the J yesterday as I'm walking out. Ron's like, hey, I got a trivia question for you. And he asks all these great baseball trivia questions, right? And I always learn something from listening to Ron, right?
Is Ron in his mid-60s?
Probably mid-60s, early 70s. He may
That's
be.
Where you get the tough baseball trivia window. Because like is. My dad tells me tweets. He's like, this guy became the fourth guy to hit 75 home runs in two seasons for the Braves at first base. Can't name Hank Aaron. Who were the other three? I'm like, Dad, I have no idea.
That's what it is, right? You can't name that guy. So Ron's in his like mid-60s, early 70s.
For sure.
And him and Jerry's 75. It looks like he's 55, right? And they play pickleball against everybody, and they wipe the floor with people out there. Like, they went to a tournament in Emporia beating 20-year-olds and winning this thing. And,
right, like, that's impressive.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. So Ron pulls me aside yesterday. He goes, I got a trivia question for you. He goes, this is going to be a tough one. He goes, there are only four, and there will be a fifth once Bryce Harper retires. There have only been four number one overall picks in the history of the Major League Baseball draft that have become Hall of Famers. Now, this draft's been around since 1965, and there's only been four number one overall picks that have made the Hall of Fame. And so that goes to show you, I think, how hard talent evaluation is in all of these sports. We sit here and we rip GMs all the time, right? Oh, how'd you make that pick? That's a bad decision. And then you take a step back and you look at it in the history of baseball's draft since 1965 to where we are now. What's that? 80 years roughly? Or not 80 years, but, you know, 60 years?
60 years.
60 years of having these drafts. Only four players in the history of that have gone on to the Hall of Fame. Do you have any idea who they are? You'll be like, oh, yeah, obvious ones. There's some obvious ones. I'll give you the team. You tell me the player, all right, real quick. Seattle.
Griffey.
Okay. Minnesota.
Puckett.
No. That was my initial guess.
Killebrew?
No. Think recent.
Joe Mauer.
Yes, Joe Mauer. Atlanta.
Chipper.
Got it. Washington, Bryce Harper, obviously. Yeah. And then the final one is the White Sox.
Oh, Frank wasn't the one overall. Is it a pitcher?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Initials HB.
HB. Oh, Harold Bates.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. In the history of baseball, in 60 years of a draft, there's been four number one picks that have made it into the Hall of Fame. So when people think it's so easy to draft and they want to criticize every pick that gets made, think about it in that perspective, right? Think about it from that perspective that there's only four number one overall picks in the history of baseball in the Hall of Fame. And so when you're bitching about a fifth round draft pick, Kiss your own ass.
I wonder.
Kiss my ass.
I wonder how much of it is steroids too. Because A-Rod was a first overall pick, and he should be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's a bunch that are just, you know, you look at, like, there's the next one that's not named Bryce Harper. You're probably looking at, what, does Carlos Correa get in, or does cheating keep him out?
I mean, if steroids are going to keep people out, cheating's worse than steroids.
Because Paul Skeens is 2023's first overall pick. He's probably going ahead that way. But yeah, I mean, it is tough, because you look at, and we could even take this down to like a Chiefs, you know, overall situation. Chiefs first round pick, the last 10. Josh Simmons, unknown. Right. Xavier Worthy, unknown. Felix Ndukayuzama,
not bust. A Hall of Famer.
Trent McDuffie, solid.
Yep.
Karl Loftus, meh. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, bust. Patrick Mahomes.
He's still on this team, right? We're looking for a damn running back. That guy's on the practice squad.
Mahomes, obvious.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters was good here.
Yeah.
Boy,
you talk about a guy who killed his own career.
Not great. D. Ford, Eric Fisher, Dontari Poe, John Baldwin, Eric Berry, Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey, Brandon Albert, Dwayne Bowe, Tamba, Derek. It just went away because this mouse is terrible. Derek Johnson, Larry Johnson, Ryan Sims, Sylvester Morris, John Tate was good. Victor Riley. Mm-hmm. And then, 25 years ago, or 25th pick in the last, whatever, 97, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So a mix of
not
of
bad
some,
for the
and,
Chiefs.
And I
though.
Think football, you see it more often than you do in any other sport. Baseball, yeah. It's just insanely tough because, Caglione, perfect example, right? Guy that I love to watch, guy that I praise all the time. We see him, and it's like minor leagues crushes it. Big leagues.
It's a huge difference. It's night and day.
Speaking of night and day. Working overtime here in the Likens Library. Gentlemen, welcome to the library today. We start with stories. It's a sadder story after week two in the NFL. Joe Burrow, a.k.a. Mike Trout, or Mike McDaniels.
I think it's Joe Burrow.
There we go, Bob. Now you're starting to learn.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know how loud this audio is going to be, but can you guys, this is an audio book. This is an audio book on Mike McDaniels.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
Yeah, I mean, people want to make him out to be a boob for that comment, and they cut it that way to make him sound foolish, but he's absolutely right. The Chiefs didn't go and win a game. They went and lost the game. You know, to win a game, you got to go win that game. You can't make those mistakes.
Need you to stop yelling. Mr. Morey, sadder story, Joe Burrow or Mike McDaniels?
Burrow. McDaniels is just sad. He's more depressing.
What's a more interesting story so far in the NFL? The fact that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Colts is 2-0, or Patrick Mahomes, the GOAT of his time, is 0-2?
I think that's the more interesting one, because Daniel Jones and the Colts just aren't interesting. The only interesting thing about the Colts is their owner wearing a headset taking notes on the sideline. That's very interesting.
Yeah, best player in the world's 0-2. That's the story.
That's the story, yeah.
Guys. Okay. You can rent out a private room. You can talk as loud as you want. But when you're in the foyer, more surprising Western story this year. San Francisco 2-0. Or how about those Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray?
I think it's the 49ers being 2-0. No quarterback. You know, they did it with Mac Jones. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mac's awesome.
That's too loud. You can't use those right now. You can just trust me to do it.
I'll go Arizona. We've seen the San Fran story before. Not in this way necessarily, but yeah, give me Arizona. It'd be fun to see them be good.
Is Kyle Shanahan the quarterback whisperer?
Yes.
Oh.
One of them.
Well, we need to keep whispering. what's the more brutal fiction story? Somebody that's just not the truth. They are fiction. Caleb Williams or Trevor Lawrence?
I never thought Caleb Williams was the truth, so I don't know if that's can be a fiction story, right? I'm trying to think about that.
Oh, better nonfiction or better fiction?
Yeah.
Hey, who's
Who's not real?
Who's not real? Better fiction. Okay.
Nonfiction.
Neither are any good. Fiction books have stories. Nonfiction books have facts.
Yes.
Third grade, right?
Some of it was second.
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence, I don't know.
Never lost a game going into college.
Yeah, I know. And now he's like waving off his coach and doing all that. I bet it's Caleb Williams. He stinks out loud. That guy blows.
He does not blow.
He's been great so far. I mean,
he's actually been not
nearly
as bad.
We're getting loud, we're fighting, and we're using aggressive language.
Caleb Williams sucks ass.
He does not. He does not. Okay. I'll take both these guys. I still think are good. Both these guys I still think are franchise quarterbacks. Better right now, Trevor Lawrence.
I didn't know that you listened to Bon Jovi on the way to the library. Living on a Prayer. Better future story in the North. Those Detroit Lions who put up 50 points this week, or those Green Bay Packers?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Packers seem to be everybody's Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, I think it's the Packers. They're consistent.
Yeah, give me...
Maybe consistent in eight quarters. Very consistent. Probably the most consistent team in the NFL.
And they look like they're having fun. Mm. Go Pack, go.
That is the Likens Library on a Tuesday. Don't forget.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.